What's up? You're actually really eating something.
I've got a popsicle here.
Oh, really? Because it's hot, right?
A grape popsicle.
We're in the studio and the AC's out. Am I allowed to say that, Katie, about the studio?
Yeah.
It's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's not your fault, Lemmy.
It's not my fault.
It just happens.
It's hot.
But that's all right. It makes us earn it. We have to earn it when we're here.
And
right?
It makes you get to eat a popsicle.
And we have guests now. Mm-hmm. We've been talking to each other too much, so I think it's good to be some guests in here. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. Get some fresh blood.
All right. We had great guests today. Kevin Pereira.
Mm-hmm.
Pereira. Our old friend. He returns for episode 2 of his stay with Chewing It, right? It's the second time we've had him.
It's so hot, you're just leaning on the mic.
I know, I can't take it anymore. I'm just leaning.
Well, your nose is propping up, holding up on the mic.
But you know Kevin Pereira from Attack of the Show, right? He used to be the host of Attack of the Show, and now he's like an entrepreneur. Now he's like a studio head. Right? He's got all these projects going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also a tech expert. It's always fun. Like I don't know shit, and you know you don't know much either.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, and so it's always fun to have him on here. You talk about some tech, right? Because he gets so excited about tech. I love that.
He knows everything.
He knows
about
everything
tech.
About it. He really does. So we had a good talk with him, and you're going to enjoy it. Before we get to it, though, let's do some plugging, because we got a lot of shows. We put that video out the other day, and a lot of people checked it out, but we got a lot of fucking shows coming up.
And a lot of last-minute edition shows.
I know. Well, because we sat on our hands for a little while, and then once that Super Troopers 2 announcement came out of the release date, then it was like, oh, let's get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And can you stop doing that?
So now we're getting out there.
Can you stop this for a second?
Don't let it bother you.
Just for a second while we talk.
Don't let it bother you.
Eating that popsicle.
I'm in. Jeez.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right, just let it drip on your hand for a
moment. I'm talking, Kev.
Okay. All right.
We're only getting stuck because of you.
I guess so.
Go.
I guess so.
Go.
Okay. So we got a lot of shows coming up. Yes, last minute additions. So we got to fill those theaters up. But this weekend we will be in Pasadena. We'll be local. We'll be at the Ice House Friday and Saturday night, the 15th and 16th, at the Ice House.
A great venue, a great intimate venue with a meet and greet afterwards.
It is fun. It's a good room. It's a really great room. And we did it last year. We'll do it again this year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's this weekend. So you got to get on it. You got to come and see us, Chew Crew.
2 days from now.
And then the next weekend we'll be in Denver, going to Comedy Works. But South, we've never been to South before. We always do downtown.
Yeah,
we're going to go to Comedy Works South next weekend, September 22nd, 23rd.
Yep.
Just Friday and Saturday night shows. That's it. So you got to come out and see us there. And then the next weekend we'll be in Rochester. Back in Rochester, we'll be at the Carlson, and that's September 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Yep.
Always fun to go to Rochester. Great crowds there. Great laughing crowds.
We're going
to
eat some garbage plates.
Garbage plates up there.
And do some comedy.
Then the next weekend we'll be back here. We'll be in Southern California again in the OC.
Irvine.
The OC.
The Irvine Improv.
The OC.
The OC. I like the way you say that. It's like you're from there, Kev.
We'll be the Irvine Improv, and that is October 6th and 7th, just a Friday and Saturday night. So October 6th and 7th. So if you can't come to Pasadena this weekend, go down to Irvine.
Or if you come to Pasadena and you love the show, come to Irvine.
Yeah, or at least tell your friends about it.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the next 4 weekends. And then in October, we're going to be in Kansas City, and we're going to be in, then we're going to go to San Diego, we're going to go to Syracuse, we're going to Bakersfield, we're going to West Palm Beach.
We're going to be in Oklahoma.
Yeah, we got all kinds of shows coming up. But those are the next four, okay?
Here's what you people missed during all that. I gave a big blowjobby suck of my popsicle, and Kevin's arm reached out like a reflex to stop me from doing it.
I was going to swat it to the ground. If I swatted the ground, do you think you'd pick it up and finish it?
I'd punch you in the face is what I'd do. If you swatted my popsicle to the ground.
It's my purple popsicle.
Dude, it's delicious.
My purple popsicle.
It's delicious.
All right. So anyway, come see us, and in the meantime, enjoy Kevin Pereira.
Pereira.
Enjoy the chew, everybody.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Chew It
with a guy named Kevin.
Chew It
and this other guy Steve.
Chew It
from the TV and the movies, and now this podcast stream.
Chew It,
they're gonna get chewy.
Chew It,
they might even get me.
Chew It,
but they're gonna get funky on this podcast thing.
You look very well coiffed today.
He always does, Kevin.
He does.
Are we recording?
Yes. Thank you.
Are we recording? Because we're going to talk about how well coiffed
I am. Hold on.
I know. Like, listen how well coiffed he is. I mean, look at you. Like, because you were shooting something just now.
No,
he's just shooting the shit. Kev, shooting the shit with my friends.
Kev, I thought you're.
Hi.
He's just fucking. He's just hot.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you know,
I
your
be
hair
a hot
is
boy.
Per-
perfect.
The Hitler Youth going?
It looks good, and you're...
There was a couple weeks where I couldn't have this because people were trying to hand me tiki torches left and right. I go, real tight, zero around the ears.
Sure.
Real tight.
It's like a nice polo shirt and tiki torch.
Yeah, exactly.
I fit right in with
my brother's gun safes in his garage. But I had to give it, I had to let it grow out because it was getting a little questionable.
Sure.
But now I feel like enough time has passed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You're good now.
There's no more Nazis.
Yeah, you can break out those tiki torches as much as you want.
And here it is.
Nazis are back.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, they're gone. They're done.
Okay.
They're quiet for a little while.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
they're replenishing the tiki torches.
PewDiePie was getting racist. I saw that.
That's right.
I don't know if that's on your radar.
It was on my radar, but you know, I didn't. I mean, I kind of know who that guy is. Mm-hmm. This is why I need to talk to you. Because
well, now you know
to
you guys
have, on shit like this.
You're like, finally,
he's
someone
the YouTube
I
guy.
Yeah, and he was, and he was like,
yeah, he started YouTube.
Yeah,
he started YouTube, and he was live streaming like some. He was, and then he started throwing out the N-bomb or something. Right? Isn't that what he was doing?
That's exactly what happened.
Okay,
yeah.
and he did it like. Just off
to
the
be
dome,
fair,
he was
flustered, guys, and that's the defense. Michael Richards was flustered.
Yes,
Comedy Club flustered.
I didn't watch the thing.
What games do you? You ever play a Madden?
Sure.
You ever play a Madden?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you watch the instant replay, and the ball is hitting the guy's hand, but then it bounces completely out. Like, he would have made that catch.
Yeah. Sure, but I don't throw the end bomb
fucking,
on that.
Fucking, what? Well, then you don't play online. Everybody does.
Oh, they do?
It's the only time it's acceptable to you.
End bomb is the new shit.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Yeah, it's the new shit.
Okay.
Ah, N-bomb.
I may make fun of a Latino.
You know it's not
Lenny,
because the three white guys talking into microphones are all saying N-bomb.
I know.
And
yeah,
no one's actually saying it,
I know. I know
and
it.
And the fact that, like, I got so upset watching the Twitter timeline as I was refreshing and doing nothing better with my life.
Yeah.
And seeing people try to defend it, like, oh, he was flustered. Well, I've been flustered many a time.
Sure.
I've cracked my knuckles open trying to assemble an IKEA couch. Never went full N-bomb.
Right, no.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, that's why they say that, and they're like, oh, so it was like, it's like Trump's locker room talk.
Sure.
Like, when he talked about grabbing somebody by the pussy, it's locker room talk.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't, you know.
You know when boys are being boys, cracking cold ones around the barbecue?
No. I don't do that. I don't say I'm going to go grab that girl by the pussy.
I've been in locker rooms. I've engaged in plenty of locker room talk.
Sure.
I've even said terrible things.
Yeah.
But I've never said I was going to grab somebody by the pussy.
Because I could.
You want me to? Do you want me to?
But those are the excuses, right? PewDiePie using that excuse?
He came out and said he's an idiot. That was his apology.
Okay.
Like, hey, I'm an idiot.
What is he famous for? Like, what is he? Is he just a YouTube
personality? Well, at one point, he may still have the most subscribed to YouTube account.
Oh, is that right?
70 million. That could be crazy hyperbolic.
Okay.
I don't know. It was the number one thing where millions and millions of people would subscribe to his things. The guy was making hundreds of thousands of dollars.
People would watch him play video games.
Silly voices, crazy reactions, play some video games.
But is he good at the video games? Or good at the voices, or
it
was a good mixture.
He was charismatic, I suppose. He was engaging for my 8-year-old niece.
Okay,
you know they loved watching him.
Yeah,
play
my kid
whatever.
loves watching people play video games.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's okay.
I mean, it's a very like the whole Let's Play
popular
genre. It's great. Does very well.
Yes,
no problem with that.
Yeah.
Yes,
bit of a problem with the things you're saying.
Sure.
He got into hot water the first time by being anti-Semitic.
Okay.
And then,
so
and
there's
then,
a trend.
Yeah, and that's the problem is that this wasn't the one-off. Oh, whoops! But even still, like, there's that you don't that word doesn't casually slip out. It's not a comedic whoopsie on a banana peel.
Exactly. Like, unless it's in your lexicon.
Exactly.
If it's in your lexicon, then, you know.
Yeah, you must have casually used it a time or two.
It's got to really be in your lexicon.
It does, right?
Like, it's got. I mean, it's got to be. Like, it's number two on your Rolodex of lexicon sayings.
Sure.
Yeah, you don't dust that one off the shelf. You don't pull that out of the Disney vault. Oh, that one was held away. That's something you use often enough that it could come out while you're shooting somebody in Battlegrounds.
Because I make fun of Hispanics a lot because I'm Hispanic and my wife is Hispanic.
Sure. You're allowed to.
I feel like I do it.
You drop the L-bomb.
Yeah, I'll drop
Latino.
But I say Latino.
Okay,
because I'm authentic.
Got it.
Yeah.
Latino.
But I don't accidentally... Like, I make fun of Hispanics a lot.
Yeah.
I still don't accidentally throw out, like, you know.
Right,
you got to load that bullet into the chamber.
Sure.
It's got to be
and pull the trigger.
It's got
to
be
and you
there.
Have to be ready to
it's
do it.
It's ready to go.
That's right.
It's ready to go.
That's right. It's the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. You were just having that conversation, and you accidentally popped it out again.
Sure.
Now, I was talking about this 2 days ago or so when it hit, and I had admitted, I've said it.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar, huge fan.
Yeah.
Kanye.
Yeah.
I've done it before. Okay. In the heat of the moment with the stereo at 11.
You're saying
the windows
it?
Up.
Yeah.
I've said it. I've used it. And it spawned a discussion of, is that the only time that it's okay? Is it never okay?
Right.
I didn't mean to chew it this hard or this fast. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to immediately come in here.
Jump right in.
And throw the N-bomb
log
into the mouth.
I think if you're singing along with a song.
Right.
And you can't probably have the lyrics handy so you can shout it at someone at a 24-hour sure. fitness when you want to get in on the machine. You can't
right.
be like, hey,
right,
this
right,
now is an
right,
excuse. You have
right.
to be in
someone
that moment.
Someone put that song on. I need to use that word.
Exactly. That's right. What I'm saying.
Listen, okay. it's
right. I have my hate right. playlist.
Like you're
ready to
carry
go.
It with you.
Yeah.
On your phone.
Yeah. Start it from the bottom. Okay. Listen, we
yeah.
Kevin and I have a couple of projects with Russell Simmons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the N-bomb is one of his favorite words.
Yeah.
He calls us the N.
Yeah.
And
how do you reply? Do you, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you just sit
well,
there.
Well, I'm like
you,
the whitest guy there is. So it's like, you know, I'm like, you know, I don't even know what to do. I shrivel up.
You
freeze. I get afraid.
He gets goosebumps.
I do. I get scared.
Yeah.
You know?
But like in telling the story to other people, like we've had some pretty
sure
ridiculous things happen with us and Russell Simmons where he's just going around the room calling everybody an N-bomb. And even when we tell the story to our friends,
is that how he takes
doors,
attendance?
Yeah. Ninja one, ninja two, yeah. ninja three. But even telling our friends about it behind closed doors after some cocktails,
it's uncomfortable.
We still won't.
I still say N-word N-bomb. Or N-bomb, yeah.
N-bomb, please.
Maybe I need to loosen up a little bit.
Do it. Do
no,
it right now.
No,
do it right now.
It's a okay. very slippery slope.
Ladies There's and gentlemen, no join us on the podcast today.
No, do you know
our old friend? I'm introducing.
Oh, okay. Oh.
He's a host. He's a producer.
Mm.
He's an entrepreneur.
I love these hyphens.
Right? Isn't he an entrepreneur?
Is he? Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I fail at many businesses. Yes.
Well, but they, okay, you know. Well.
Kevin's just going through puberty right now.
But there's
now.
Good ones, too. They're good businesses. We're going to talk about the businesses anyway.
Oh, great.
Okay.
You can tell he was going to use an N-bomb when his voice cracks.
That's his tell. That's his sign. Yeah.
I get scared.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Pereira, our old friend. Our old friend is back.
Clap for me.
Back to join us again.
Two things.
Please.
Number one, that was your best transition ever. Like, Kevin's growing up now. Usually what he'll do is, can we introduce our guest now? Can we do it? Can we please do that? Is it okay to do that now? And today he just did it.
I just wanted to cut off the N-bomb thing before I got in trouble. You know what I mean?
You saw the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
he knew
something's going to happen.
He knew it was going to come tumbling out.
Before one of us got in trouble, something was going to happen.
Yeah. I was gonna tell the story of the time I actually did use an N-bomb on stage. Do you remember it?
No.
We were in Miami.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yes, yeah.
We were in Miami. It was right after the bath salts thing had happened where people were eating each other's faces. And
don't say that like it's past tense, all right? You don't know my weekends.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people were.
You don't know me. You don't know. And we were down in Miami doing live shows, and the Heat and the Celtics were playing each other in the basketball playoffs. And I had just seen a meme that said it was Rajon Rondo from the Celtics, and he had his face missing. And it said, you know, down here in Miami, we eat ninjas' faces. That's like, or we eat ninjas is what it said.
Right.
And so, like, on stage,
right.
I thought it would be funny to mention that.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw it out, but it was like, it was the way it came out of my mouth when I actually, because, like, on its way out, I was like, pull back.
Yeah.
Stop.
You're
abort.
Not really. I'm assuming you're not practiced at dropping that word all that often.
No.
So yeah, it hasn't rolled. Like it's like rolling your R in Latin speak, right?
Exactly.
Actually, Reano.
Yeah.
If you've never done it,
Reano.
It's difficult.
Pereira.
It's pretty good.
Kevin Pereira.
Where is the Pereira from?
It's Portuguesa, which I don't. You wouldn't roll that R, but it's Portuguese.
Because what the Portuguese do something, don't they like their S's are like, they're like shiri
schwaz or schwaz. The only time I've heard Portuguese is being shouted with mouths full of bread or octopus soup. Like it's not, it's supposed to be like a delightful or romantic language, but we didn't speak it in my household. My dad did, but when we'd get together with his side of the family, it's just shouting.
Okay.
Shouting bedazzled sweaters. And lots of bread rolls in mouth.
So your dad is Portuguese?
Oh, full Portuguese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a
thick mustache, 40 shades darker
than me. You look like
me.
You should be carrying a tiki torch. And you're telling me that you're Portuguese?
And my brother.
Is your mom a Nazi? Is your mom, is she white?
She is.
She's albino.
She's Italian, which is why we don't speak it. We were kind of ostracized from the family a little bit because dad married outside of the color swatches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
The old palette.
Okay.
Portuguese is a very hissy language.
Is that right?
Am I right?
Do you confirm that?
I don't know.
Pereira, am I right?
There's a lot of schwas and yes. There's it's a slushy language.
Yeah,
so it's thick.
A lot of shish.
It's thick, but I don't know that what I heard there was like, something that I've heard.
Like when you
at the Thanksgiving
listen
dinner
to Cristiano Ronaldo speak, he's like shish.
That's Portuguese. Huh?
That's Portuguese.
That's pretty good.
That's Portuguese.
Yeah. Now the Portuguese are going to come at us now.
Yeah. What's the slur against the Portuguese? Like, what do you call it, Portuguese? A geese?
It sounds like a joke. What do you call it, Portuguese?
I really don't know.
That's your heritage. Come on.
I don't identify with it, clearly. Okay. I mean, I've done everything I can to run away from it. Yeah.
We call them ninjas.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we get called Mix, the Irish people, you know.
That's it. Mix. Fucking Mix.
Mix and assholes. What are you? You're just shooting. You came from your studio.
Yeah.
You're like a hot studio over there in this
hot studio,
like a
constantly
hot, cool
hot
studio.
A hot,
but it's nice.
You lift. Yeah. You work out.
I got some gains.
He's pretty jacked. I think you get more jacked every time we see.
Thank you.
But are you doing?
That's why I try to space the times that we actually see each other. I want to make sure I get a good cycle of creatine in. I want to make sure I don't skip leg day for you boys.
Yeah.
I want to come in. I really want you to size me up.
Looking good.
His glutes are high and tight.
They are.
But you're not.
And I've got them out just so you can see.
But I didn't know. Like, I mean, are you still doing on camera stuff, or you're more of a, a Svengali. You're more of a behind the scenes guy because you're staying in shape.
Thank you. I do that so I can command a presence and instill fear in the production assistants running around my office. I host a show on True TV about life hacks, which I should not be hosting.
Right.
I do that. And
but is that a new thing or didn't that just start?
Still going. Still going. Yeah. Season five.
Season five.
No.
Wait, were you doing that the last time you were here?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so. It's been a few years?
Yeah.
Since we were here.
I think it's been 3 years.
Yeah. Then I don't know.
Since you sat here this day.
Herrera.
Okay. So you're doing the True TV thing. What's that?
It's a show about life hacks.
Yeah.
So, hey, you got a Pringles can? We can turn it into a fleshlight or a Wi-Fi antenna extender or here's a new use for a chip clip. It's that sort of thing, which I should not be the host of the show.
Have you turned a Bug Zapper racket into a stun gun?
No.
You can do that.
No, I mean, we've definitely swatted each other in the office.
Yeah.
But you're saying take the actual leads.
You break the head off.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And just leave it exposed.
You open the handle, there's the circuit board, and there's the two wires. You strip them, and then you wrap them around nails. Then you glue the handle back together, and you leave the nails sticking out.
You are Latin.
What?
And you get about, depending on the voltage of your.
You can probably do a lot of things, not just a budget.
Yeah, actually, a disposable camera. The old disposable cameras.
Capacitor that'll build up that charge?
Yeah, with the flash.
I think you can kill yourself with one of those. If you were to actually hold the entire charge, I think it might be enough to really upset
your ticker. Yeah, it converts to like 100,000 volts or something like that.
Yeah, wow. That's the math.
I wear rubber gloves when I change a light bulb, though. So it's not...
I use an app.
I don't get involved in that shit.
I don't touch light bulbs.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, dispatch it.
Is there
I'll
an
call
app?
An Uber and I'll like $20 bucks get inside.
He outsources
come over and they change it for you?
Constantly.
Shut up.
He only lets foreigners do it because he likes foreigners to die.
That's why I like to stay ripped in front of them. I just want to flex and have them just know that I'm all powerful.
If you change a light bulb in Pereira's house, he's going to be doing curls and watching you the whole time. That's his thing.
Now come here, let me put my cigarette out on your chest. Get out of here, no tip.
All right, so you're shooting this True TV thing just now.
I'm shooting a True TV
thing. Now. Is that what you were doing before you came here?
No, I was at my office.
Oh.
We were just doing other shows. We're doing a bunch of shows for Disney right now.
I want to hear about
all those
shows.
Stuff. We're doing a show for Disney where we take videos. That's one of them.
Okay. Yeah, but Attack, tell me about Attack, though. Is that from kind of Attack of the Show? Or is it kind of a similar?
Yeah. No,
okay,
it's a variation of a theme. You did one thing that was kind of successful once. Keep doing it as often as you can.
No, I know. That's what we do. We just made Super Troopers too.
Yeah. And we're already
by the way, great trailer.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Great trailer.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Fucking great
trailer. Yeah, came on our
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's just a teaser. Just a little 1 minute.
A little morsel.
But you know what,
though? A little crumb.
I think I prefer that now.
Oh, you do?
I don't need to see the whole movie anymore, or the whole trailer. Like, I liked the teaser and being like, it's back. That's it.
Yeah, you don't have to spoil every scene that I'm going to see.
Yeah.
That's fine. Have you seen that there's the new trend is to give you the teaser to the trailer and then give you the trailer?
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah. That's what they do.
But you'll watch something on YouTube and be like, this is what you're about to see in 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I get it. I just hate that we're coddling attention spans that are a friend works at a PR company. They did an exhaustive multi-bazillion-dollar research panel on attention spans these days.
Yeah.
And they found that it slipped from 8.75 seconds down to 6.3 seconds, depending upon the age range. I understand it if that's where it's at. You have to cater to that attention span. You have to snap several times.
You've got 6 seconds to.
That's what's very interesting.
That
we had our big marketing meeting over at Fox to discuss the upcoming marketing for the movie, and that's the debate. And the debate is, do you even do a 2.5-3 minute trailer anymore,
right,
or should we just keep putting out these 1 minute things? And we'll put one out, every couple of weeks, or
just do an animated GIF
or whatever it is. Yeah. And then is that enough? And that's a debate that's going around the table, which is kind of interesting.
How do you guys feel about it? Because there's something classic and traditional about giving that full trailer, making a meal.
I like that
the movie.
I think you still need that maybe probably when you're sitting in the movie theater.
Sure.
You know what I mean? For the actual movie theater. The stuff that goes on the internet, I think you do the 1 minute stuff, whatever. But people get concerned about, you can never make anybody happy, right? So you put something out and they're like, where are the jokes? Like, there's a and then the other half is like, you gave away all the jokes.
Right.
Right. Either way, you're fucking yourself. So, but the reality is it's a 95 minute movie. And if you put a 2 minute trailer out, you're not really putting on all the jokes.
Sure.
Because it's only two minutes.
I would hope not.
Right.
I would hope that's not a distillation.
Let's not hope. Yeah.
Sure. Except that sometimes, you know, you run the risk of turning people off with giving them too much.
Sure. Right. Well, like what? Too much plot or too much joke? I don't think too much joke. Too much plot, maybe.
Well,
I just saw the whole movie. That's what people say.
It depends. It depends. You know, I think it depends what you're looking at. Like, I really responded to the teaser trailer when I first saw it. I was like, oh, I love it.
I liked it.
Because it gave me just enough to keep me excited.
Yeah, 1 minute long.
And then we were looking at, you know, like, the rough cuts for the trailers. Now, those are rough cuts, yeah, obviously. Yeah. They're flabby anyway. They're like 3.5 minutes
yeah,
long.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's too much. It's too much. Like, they're actually like, you know, like objectively, there was the talk of, should we just let a scene play out? You know, like, let's show a scene from the movie and, like, hey, it's a funny
scene.
Instead
of a thing, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And out of context, I don't know that some of those things work, but also it's like, I don't want to watch all that. Like, I want to watch that when I watch the movie. What they should do is just show Farva. All I really want to see is Farva saying stupid shit.
No,
I'll be done with it.
No, that's fine. Well, you see that every day, so what the fuck do you give a shit?
I know, but I want more. I want more of it. Because here's the thing.
Are you guys in? I don't want to interrupt.
Am I in the movie? Yeah, we're in the movie.
Oh, well, then I'm good. Thank you. That was my hard-hitting question. I'm going to cross it off the list.
Yeah.
No, are you guys privy to the discussions of the ancillary marketing? Are you going to have your own emoji keyboard for Super Troopers 2, and what's the app?
We are talking about all that kind of stuff. But
I figure those discussions are happening now.
I think they are. They're very preliminary, but you know, I feel like we're kind of trapped in old school. You know what I mean? And we're still learning about how to. I mean, that's what you do. Like you try to figure out how to get to people.
We need to bring Pereira into our marketing.
Well, that's what's funny because one of the things they pitched to us was and I won't give it away what the idea was to a promotional thing with Twitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think half the people at the table don't know what Twitch is,
right?
But I mean, that's the world that you inhabit in a way, right? So you got your finger on that pulse.
Oh, sure.
And so you
I
know
can think of a thousand.
Shit,
we don't. Are you guys going to do a Let's Play stream? Are you going to watch the original movie and hang out, then promote the new movie?
Yeah.
Are you going to play games? Is there going to be a Super Troopers mobile game or a simple download app? Or maybe you guys become a Twitch Plays Troopers and they get to order you around like an old point-and-click adventure game?
You got like 10,
there's a
10,
thousand
ideas
things that
phone.
You can do.
Yeah.
But what, you know, what do you
We're
want to?
We're still figuring that out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But that's kind of the space that you
animated
have.
Emojis.
Right.
You can get a $1,000 computer in your pocket, as of yesterday was announced.
Sure.
To do animated emojis.
But they're called Animojis.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And what it
what
is.
What are you talking about? You don't know this shit.
Come on.
You know it.
I know. I kind of know this shit. I'd like to play stupid.
Did you watch? Did you watch? Do you
I listened
you watch?
To it. I listened to it on the radio. I heard a bunch of the presentation on the radio, but I didn't. I mean, I guess you lose a little bit. The Animojis.
You can be the talking poop emoji.
Right.
You move
your face
and the poop
thing.
Moves around your face.
Right.
Dude.
You can do the robot, the cute little fox.
Which was funny because they popped
up. I need that in my life. I need to be a
talking
turd.
They popped up that Black Mirror episode with the guy with the. Remember the one with the guy ran for office as a political office?
The one
as a cartoon character?
Oh, yes.
Remember
yeah,
that
I didn't
episode?
That
do you see that one?
I haven't seen that
essentially,
one.
That's what it is. It's like you're creating a little cartoon character of whatever you want and you're inhabiting it, right? Which is interesting, I think.
I don't have time for that shit.
But that's the thing. Here's the problem with that. Like, they make these presentations, and that's the reaction of people like us. Like, oh, fuck that. And then, like, next year, it's all you're going to be doing.
I know, but...
You're like, hey, did you see the new Animoji I put up with the fucking thing? You're like, yeah, Lemmy, I know. But last year, you hated it. This year, you
love
it.
Last year, I was doing the fucking... What was the thing where you could, like, lip sync, like, 12 seconds of a song?
Songify or Songly or what was that?
What's that thing? It was the...
We did them for the...
Dub Smash.
Dub
right.
Smash.
Dub
yeah, I was all over Dub Smash.
Yeah.
I love Dub Smash. But it's like last night, like my wife and I went bowling.
Yeah.
And she's got the like Instagram or whatever it is, like the with the face thing. Like she did her face. And then she's like, come on, get in here. I'm like, I want a fucking bowl. And then we're in there, and it's like we've got the... Because she wants to take pictures with, like, the hearts around us and everything like that. I'm in there. I'm like scowling.
You got a 170. Come on.
Yeah, I got a 172 last night.
Woo!
I think it was...
Bumpers up or down?
Listen, I know what he's talking about because I went bowling.
I know, too, because I bowled my kids.
Yeah, I had the track going down the middle. No, I did. I think it was either 5 or 6 strikes and 3 spares.
God damn.
Okay.
Including a cherry.
Now imagine if you could have posted that achievement as a talking piece of shit.
Sure.
Boom. Spend $1,000 to do that.
There you go.
He's right. Huh? As he says it that way, I feel good.
But there's
about
more.
It.
I might be shit, but I didn't bowl a shit game.
That's right.
Go
that's
see
right.
Super Troopers 3. Yeah.
That's the future.
And then you boom. Right? But that's the thing.
Get me to these meetings.
We need
to
get me
to
these meetings.
Well, this is what I want to figure this out because, like, so the attack started on. Didn't you bring it to Twitch? Like, it was on Twitch,
it
right?
Was on, yeah, it still is. So
just tell people what Twitch is. Like,
Twitch is a platform with which you can watch people play games. Yeah. That's the primary right. usage. There's other things on there. There's high level esports and crazy multi-million dollar productions, but at its core, it's people playing video games,
right.
either that are very entertaining or very, very skilled at a game, so you can watch and learn some high level play
right.
or just be entertained by a casual slip of an N-bomb.
Sure.
That's Twitch.
Okay.
Amazon bought them a few years back for just shy of $1 billion.
Jesus.
Big business now. Oh, they're selling games and subscriptions, and so it's a huge, huge money thing if you're into the business side of things. If you're into the entertainment gaming side, there's something there as well.
Right. And so you launched the show.
Yeah, we bought a $100 little HDMI camera off of Amazon,
right.
and we're in a corner of Greg Grunberg's office.
Sure, I remember it. That's where we did our telethon.
Yeah, and we went live and didn't think anyone would watch, and I think like 50 people tuned in.
Yeah.
And then less than a year later, we had thousands of people subscribing and backing to us, backing us on Patreon. So it was like, oh, this is fun, this is working. And then we were able to somehow convince someone at Disney that it belonged on television.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so...
Which is where you are right now. Like, you sold the show to Disney.
If you want to get into the weeds
XD?
On it, I'm happy to. We licensed it to Disney.
Okay.
Yeah, so DXP is their late-night gaming block,
yep.
which airs on XD. And so we do the show live on Twitch for an hour and change to our audience. We do the show we want to do.
And the show is... Explain the show. It's a variety show
about all things digital
culture. And you have hosts, and you have... And you, the hosts explore the world.
Yeah,
the,
hosts, okay. lights... We have microphones. We got TVs.
You,
we
do cameras
and people.
Cameras,
people,
and people there,
doing things.
People there, fake laughing in
pushing
the background
buttons and shit.
Yeah. So it's a real. It feels like a real show being streamed on the old interwebs. And we watch silly web videos. We will review games. We do big stunts. We've launched things into space. We have. We did. Remember the old game Crossfire?
Yeah.
You'd shoot the little metal balls at the thing and try to knock them into your... It was like a little board game.
Yeah, we did that
real, like, life-size.
With real people?
With tennis ball cannons and people.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, so you had to run out and get your tennis balls to reload your thing, but you could get shot, but you're trying to...
And
so
were you doing on-air, producing...
No, it's creating, the next generation.
Okay.
I'm too old and winded.
Right.
I sit in the corner...
Well, you're the mastermind.
I whittle some wood.
Okay.
I flex to intimidate.
He curls.
I curls and smoke.
Yeah. And so it got on the radar of... And so you licensed it to Disney.
So
now it's going
to
go wide. It's going to go huge. Be huge.
Yeah, we think
gonna
there's going to be season 2, which is that's huge in this day and age, which is nice. But we get to do the show that we want online on Twitch for our fans.
Yeah.
And we get to take that, cut it down, and do an uncensored version exclusively for the people that back us on Patreon.
Okay.
And then we take that cut down version, clean it up a little bit, and then that goes to Disney for the TV.
And the whole time that you're doing this, I mean, you must be figuring out what people want to see and how, in this day and age, the attention spans and what you do. I mean, are you constantly... trying to apply that to the show, or?
In some ways, in the way in which it's delivered, yes,
yeah.
Like the show that we do on Twitch doesn't belong on TV. It needs to be cut down. It needs to be polished. It needs to be censored a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you want to see a cut down version but still have it be uncensored, that is something for our patrons. So I think about the distribution of it.
Uh-huh.
I think about what people want and maybe how they want it that way. But when it comes to the core content that we create across most of our projects, I find. The only solace I've found in this industry is that the stuff that works, thank God, is the stuff that we want to make.
Okay.
And there's been times where
we've accepted
a gig, and we're like, oh, this really isn't what we would do, and our heart's not entirely in this, but hey, we're keeping lights on.
Yeah.
We're paying internet bills. Great. That's always the stuff that ends up tumbling out and losing favor.
But then you have figured out, though, or at least you're still trying to figure out, I mean, how to grow a viewership, right?
And certainly.
When you started that Twitch, and you said there were 50, Twitch show, there are 50 viewers or whatever. And
yeah.
Like, what made it spike? Like, what was it? Was it consistency? Was it...
Yeah, I mean, on that platform, yes. It's consistency. It's time that you're live. So if you really want to succeed... Like, if you want to start a YouTube channel today, be ready to do a video every single day.
Right.
And be in your comments and dedicate 8 hours a day minimum to doing that grind. And in a year or 2 years' time, assuming they don't change an algorithm, you might have a successful YouTube channel.
Yeah. Okay.
Do lots of collaborations.
And
all
is that what you guys did?
And so for us on Twitch, it was like, okay, what does the audience want there? They want hyper interactivity because it's live.
Yeah.
We're not very good at video games, so we weren't going to win at high level play. So let's be entertaining.
Right.
And so we would do crazy shit like we'll do battle strips. If you guys subscribe every X amount of subs, we'll play a game of like Battleship, and if we sink a ship, that's a strip that gets waxed out of our chest or legs.
Mm. Okay.
Or we do Twister, but for X amount of subs, we cover each color in a weird sauce or something sticky, or you know, every five subs we add a new thing to the blender and we're going to blend it and have to chug it. So we really kind of put our lives and pride on the line to grow the community, and I think people like that. They like that we were shameless.
But then how I mean, if you don't want to reveal this, you don't have to, but then how do you monetize that? Like, how do you pay the bills off advertisers?
Well, at first it was that direct fan interaction, because we would have the creative triggers around either subscription goals or direct donation goals.
Okay.
So when we played Mario Maker came out, where you could make your own Mario level. All right, we're going to sit down and we're going to blindly play Mario levels. We'll have dog like shock collars on our neck. Mm-hmm. If we don't beat the level within 3 minutes, we get shocked.
Right.
Okay, cool. Here's what we'll do. For every $100 that are donated, we had a pneumatically controlled boxing glove that was next to our face.
Yeah.
And every time donation bar hit $100, it would clock you right in the fucking jaw.
Right.
Which is very distracting when you're worried about getting shocked in the neck and playing a Mario level for the first time.
Sure, because a pneumatic cannon is very powerful.
Very powerful.
Yeah.
And so watching this boxing, and we did it, and we were just, fuck it, let's do it. So we played a couple hours of Mario, raised, you know, a few $1,000, I think, over the course of those hours, got punched in the face, got shocked a little bit, had a blast doing that with our buddies.
Sure.
And then those viewers tune in the next day to see what's up.
Right.
And
you got to raise the bar then.
It's sometimes, And thankfully, we've been able to pull away from some of the, let's just put our testicles on the line. Right. That's what, a lot of that at first. It's like, I'll get kicked in the dick for
the jackass.
And thankfully, that got pawned off on much of my younger employees.
I didn't have to take
the brunt of that. But that's kind of what it was. It was just that slow grind of, you guys want to see this? Great. Here's what we want to do. Yeah. Here's how much it costs. If you want to see it, we'll do it.
Right.
But we need your support. And then once that viewership grew enough, then we were able to attract sponsors. And
so then that switched. Then now it's not so much, hey, here's $100.
Yeah, now
bucks
I love. We don't have to carnival bar.
Okay, right.
Over
now
the course
it's
of an hour. We have the money to do it.
Got it.
Okay. And now we just do it. You know,
right.
or if you know, if it's a Disney episode, we can have a big stunt and have three dunk tanks in the studio, which we did.
Sure,
we can do big green screen things and CG stuff because they're footing that bill. We don't have to beg our audience for it.
So, and did you do a whole season? You did one whole season already for Disney.
20 episodes.
Okay,
and we'll probably do.
That have shot or have been aired.
They've aired,
but in terms of the creative side, I mean, like while you're you've got to like. Those things are, you're doing that every day. Do you have another team of like writers who are just coming up with random shit for you to do while? On-camera crew is doing them?
At first, while like startups are going and I'm hosting other shows, at first it was me at 6 in the morning in line at McDonald's, literally getting a sack of egg white McMuffins. Because like, let's at least be healthy on our
budget.
And it was a $15 sack of McMuffins at 6 a.m. And we get together and have a Google Doc and be like, all right, we got to make a thing for today. So let's hack together 4 hours of a show. And we would. And it was very casual and silly and dumb. And that was great.
It's now grown. Fun.
It's now grown to 40 employees at a brand new studio, our second new studio.
Yeah, which we've been over there.
You guys were there.
What a great spot.
Thank you.
There's all kinds of hustle and bustle over there.
It's coming together.
My sister-in-law was working over there.
Yeah,
she was.
Pat's wife, Kelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Working over there.
Yeah.
Doing wardrobe.
Good pizza in the neighborhood. That pizza you ordered for us was delicious.
No more egg white delights.
So we've
grown to now having resources where there is a stable of writers, there's a stable of editors, there's a whole team doing multiple shows now, launched off the back
of this
thing.
You're building a network. The Pereira Network.
Pereira Network.
I just don't want to change my light bulbs.
Nah,
I just
that's
need
okay.
A
now you got 40
employees.
People
that's what I'm
over
saying.
There that can do it for you.
You should license your thing out to Univision.
Univision?
Yeah. Has anybody done that yet? Obviously, there's Latin American.
I think there's
video game content, isn't there?
Yeah, you.
Has anybody?
What if you should do that? You'd be a fucking huge star.
Holy shit!
Latin American gameplay.
Do you know that
that's you?
I was told that I was a celebrity in Spain.
Yeah.
No. Who told you that?
It was
your dad or something.
It was we in my building on East 86th Street.
Yeah.
One time it was after Club Dread.
Yeah.
I guess there was a billboard of me in Spain from Club Dread. And one of my neighbors had been there and was like, dude, you're big in Spain.
Really?
Yeah, I still haven't been over there yet. I probably should have.
I think they meant your photo is literally large in Spain.
Yeah, 20 feet tall.
Yeah, something was lost in translation.
Let's go. Let's go over there.
Let's do it. Let's do some Spanish content, Kev, and some Irish content.
Irish crowd?
Do they have an Irish YouTube channel?
I'm sure. But
it's called Potatoes.
Potatoes. We never chewed to start off this episode. You know
I'm going
to
chew potatoes.
What are you chewing, quick?
We never chewed.
Probably the octopus soup.
It's really rubbery, which means auntie fucked it up.
Have you been to Portugal?
I have. Yeah, I went 2 years ago to kind of check it out. Had a great time. Stayed in Alfama. It's okay. Like a big, it's all fishermen and shipping.
Where the Pereiras are from? Is that where the Pereiras are from?
Pereira over there is like Smith. It's nothing fancy.
Yeah, no, I had a buddy from my childhood. His name's Tony Pereira.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Don't trust him.
From my hometown.
Don't trust him.
Did you go to the Rock of Gibraltar?
I did not go to the Rock of Gibraltar. Is that in Portugal?
I think it is, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it's Spain?
Yes.
Yeah. Same.
Shut up, Lemmy.
You're huge there.
Shut up,
Lemmy. Same thing. Over there, they say their S is like this.
They do.
So you got this on one side of the water, and then they shush some of this on the other side of the water.
They do.
It's all fucked up over there. I don't like either.
So where is the attack thing going there? It's at Disney, and that's you're going to keep shooting shows?
Yeah, for right now.
Yeah.
Okay. We're doing a bunch of other
behind
stuff
the
for
scenes.
Them. Yeah.
Tell me the other thing we connected on. Recently was your other project, the Side Stream. How's that? Is that rocking and rolling or
it
what?
It depends on the minute. I think I was really optimistic about it at like 10:45 this morning.
Okay.
Now it's 12:03. I don't know.
We had a great time. We had a great time over there.
Look, the concept is simple. Like rally around the same way people use Twitch to rally around video games. Use this to rally around movies and television.
Not only that, but by the way, you know, we talked to all the Broken Lizard guys. Everybody's down to do something.
Oh, great.
On Sidestream.
Great. Yeah. I would love for that. I would love for that. So it's just a platform for people to watch movies and TV together.
Yeah.
But the you know.
And so what you would go to the Sidestream site and it's like you're running movies. You're making. You're licensing movies from studios.
Correct.
And then you have celebrities and other people sit around and kind of watch them and talk and tell stories.
Yeah.
And we did...
You guys did American Pie.
We did American Pie a couple months ago.
The most conflicted I've ever been because it was the most enjoyable one for me to watch.
Right.
But I still had to like be talking to our CTO about the tech and why is chat crashing and what's going on here? What's the server load balance? Like all that bullshit is going on. Well, I just want to like make sure
but
your pizza's
good.
But
that's the working out the kinks thing. That's the good
thing. Oh, of course.
And then once it happens, then you'll be fine.
Ideally, I mean, that's the thing. There's a long... it's you think you're there, you're busting through the ticker tape because you did studio deals and you built a platform and you got amazing people to come on board and lend their time and talent to do a thing. So you're like, oh, we did it.
Right.
And then you realize, oh, shit, I climbed to the top of this mountain to realize I just got through the fog layer. The real top of the mountain is over there, it's a fully fleshed out platform where anybody can.
Is that why? Is it because it's a technical issue, or is it this issue of getting the movies from the studios?
It's everything. It's always resources, right?
Yeah.
And it's you don't have enough. So what can you do with what you have? And so every dollar and minute that I spend chasing down another studio deal is one that I should probably be spending improving the technology and making sure it's mobile friendly, or that you can use Apple Pay to get into it, or having free content there so anybody can host a thing without a pay gate.
Sure.
There's a million things that need to happen.
Oh my God.
It's just about
I couldn't even imagine.
Which plate you're going to let fall to the ground because this one's mission critical to keep spinning.
Do you find that, like, I mean, in the world of technology, everything is happening so quickly. Do you find that there are times, and you, frankly, you know the most about it of anybody that I speak to. Do you find that, like...
I'm really sorry to hear that.
If you... Well, no.
Tells you what kind of world Lemmy lives in.
But that's significant, too, because, like, do you find if you don't pay attention to it constantly, that there will be something that pops up that you're like, holy shit, I had no idea that was going on. Like, do you ever find yourself caught by surprise?
No. I love this stuff.
Yeah.
I love it. So I live it. I feel like if I take my gaze away from it for a second, I miss something. Not that I miss something from an opportunistic standpoint, but like a piece of me is gone. I get excitement by seeing what's the latest tech, what's the new thing. Oh, we're blasting lasers on our face so we can turn ourselves into shit emojis. Okay.
You like
cool.
That.
Yeah, well, I don't like necessarily that application of it. I think it's interesting and whimsical, and I'm sure I'll get it from my niece in a year if she convinces her parents
thing.
To buy her that
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I go, okay, what else can be done with now that technology is... Okay, today it's 50,000 points of articulation that this thing can track. What is that in 2 years from now?
Mm.
And what does that enable you to do?
Right.
And the answer to your question is no. I don't feel that I miss it. There's certainly times I get surprised by tech or apps, but... Here's the thing. Let me prognosticate for 3 seconds.
Yes, go.
We're used to this now, right?
Right.
I'm craning my head down
phone,
and looking
yep.
at my phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
If augmented reality takes off in a fraction of the way that all these companies are claiming it's going to, and make no mistake about it, the chip that's enabling that augmented reality experience by using your face to log into a phone or turning you into a cat or whatever, that's step one.
Yeah.
And it's going to get cheaper, lighter, faster, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's going to be in bargain bin phones this time in 2 years.
Yeah.
We are going to go from a society that does this to a society that does this. and we're going to be holding up this window. As awkward and shitty as this is to hold up your phone and move around and look around like this, this looks really dumb.
Right.
But if on your screen there are rampage monsters climbing the skyscrapers and punching them, or Yelp reviews popping out of a restaurant, or a glowing silhouette of a woman in a bar, or a man, or a who cares, however they gender identify, there's someone in that bathroom who swiped right on me, and my augmented reality is taking me towards sexy town.
Right.
We're going to allow this trade-off in the interim until it's in glass.
So Pokemon Go, context. Pokemon Go, but with life.
Times a million.
Yeah.
So companies are going to aggressively fight to own that digital layer. Facebook's going to go after it. Google's going to after it.
So why didn't Google Glass work then? If that was ahead of its time?
It depends on how you define success. Google wasn't about necessarily augmented reality. It was about giving you a basic screen on top of your reality. Actually being able to intelligently analyze your surroundings and make information appear on a desk,
like,
or make
Terminator.
Yeah,
like he's driving and he's looking at the thing and all this shit's popping up.
Basically, you go to a restaurant. I don't need a menu anymore because I'm just there and I can look down and I can swipe through all the food on the table and go, I want exactly that, and I'll just touch it and it will come out.
The thing that's even better than that is when the thing can sense what kind of mood you're in. Like, it'll just go, like, fried calamari pops up. You're like, yep.
Yeah, I honestly think there's something to that. The same way, you know, right now, assistants are looking out at your traffic and your schedule and going, "Hey, you might want to leave now." Oh, thank you, predictive technology.
Yeah.
But to your point, I think it will talk to your Fitbit and go, "Oh, hey, you know what? Last week you had some carbs, but you were a little slow today. Here's what we're gonna do: at 2 o'clock, based off this meeting, you're gonna drive over here and get this meal, and you're gonna fucking like it."
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go, "Thank you, digital overlords."
Sure.
Because I now don't have to, honey. What do you want?
It's, I know. Let's just look
at the digital overlords.
My assistant.
They're gonna know that every time I go into a restaurant, I see fried calamari on the menu. I'm like, I'll have the fried calamari. So when I walk in a restaurant, I want to say, like, they've got fried calamari. Right. You know what?
And they do that shit now.
I don't even want them to tell me.
Yeah.
I want to sit down at the restaurant, and the restaurant knows I'm coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I walked in, and I sat down, and then calamari just comes onto my table.
Sure. That's what Netflix does. Amazon, they'll do it now.
Yeah. So you the calamari is going to be there when you show up. Because it's going to know that you're on the way. It's going to know your ETA. You're going to be walking in. That table's going to be clear. The calamari will be there.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll sit. You'll walk out because you'll Apple Pay by giving them a wink.
That's
you want
right.
a tip? Two
right.
winks.
That's right.
And you're out of there.
That's right.
You want a tip?
It's even predictive technology for the octopus in the ocean. Like, they'll be sending them messages saying, hey, let's get to Lemmy's table.
So, no, right
get
now,
in that auntie's pot. She's going to overcook you.
Go.
You're going to be rubbery.
Like, right now it's that we're talking about, there's an octopus sweating in the ocean someplace. He's like, the Pereira. He's got octopus soup on the brain.
But really, I think this is it's going to be an awkward interim. But people are going to trade off doing this. There's going to be a lot of people getting hit by autonomous vehicles.
You're holding the phone up in front of you.
But wouldn't
it seems like you might as well then just have glasses on.
Well,
right?
That's what we'll get to. Clearly, that's what they're working
right.
on. But miniaturizing the display technology to fit into a transparent set of glasses, blah, blah, blah. That's going to take a few more years. But this will be the interim if AR takes off. And I think it will. I'm all in on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Black Mirror episode with the contact lenses, that is the future for sure.
Sure. Yeah, and is that 15 years, 25 years out? Who knows?
But I don't know if that's far away.
It's like 5 years.
I don't think it's
well,
that far
within
away.
Contacts, I don't know.
Yeah.
Even just the power source alone. They've got to get that thing powered off the sweat or the proteins
you just charge
or whatever.
Them. You charge
the
your
juice
contacts.
In your eyes.
You charge your contacts, and then you put them in.
Yeah, okay,
and then
could.
The battery runs down, you take them out.
Could. I just miniaturizing the batteries to work that
sure,
well and
sure.
an OLED or some whatever that display technology
you
is.
You should see my cell phone from 1995.
It's true.
I mean, you know.
You can't even call that thing a cell phone.
It's like a cinder block.
It's a brick. That's the best thing about watching Narcos. Like, I'm watching Narcos right now. Are you in season 3?
I've just started. Love.
How many episodes in?
Two.
I'm one, so don't go fucking crazy.
I'm six.
Don't go fucking crazy.
It's like, it's great when you see Peña on his... On his cell phone.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not even sure what year
Does
we're
Does he
talking.
Have a suitcase attached to it? Is it one of those? Or is it satellite phone? The
no, but like huge antenna.
Cinder block with a giant antenna.
That's
a giant
antenna.
Yeah.
That's what I had.
And your mom paid for yours.
Yeah, my mom got it for me.
Your mom bought it for you and paid the bill.
She did. She did. So nice for her.
Remember those days?
God. Now I'm that guy who pays the bill for this thing.
Well, so are you, if your kids ask for an iPhone X, is that on their radar? Or what are they asking for?
We had the conversation the other night. Like, you know, they know that they're not going to get anything better than I have.
Right.
Right? And so... Now it's
trickle
funny.
Down technology, right?
Yeah, my son
you
is
get
like,
the best.
Right.
They get the.
Mm-hmm. My son knows that now, so he's like, all right. Because, you know, he thinks he's going to get a phone sometime soon. He's not going to. Like,
how
maybe
old is
a couple
he?
Years. He's in fourth grade. And so I think by the time junior high school is when we give them a phone. So,
okay.
So sixth grade is when they got their sisters got the phone. And so, but they get the, you know, whatever. So, like, I have a 6 still, right? So they're asking, my son asked for a 5
a
yesterday.
Six,
I was like, I don't even know they fucking make 5s. I don't even know they do. So you're not going to get a 5. It's like, oh, then I get a 6. It's like, well, you're not going to get a 7. or an 8. Or here's the other thing. Why is it 8 and X? Why are they coming out at the same time?
Hey, people had the same problem with Windows. It was like they were like, oh, now it's Windows 10? What happened to 9?
But isn't X like...
Who cares?
Isn't X a better technology?
It is.
So why not just make X and why spend the money to make 8?
Well, price points. Price points and feature set. Yeah, for those who want the bleeding edge of everything and they want to be that Animoji, they'll pay the extra $100, $200 or more for that phone.
X.
For that specific piece of technology.
Let me ask you another question. How come my iPhone 7 has the same hole to charge it as it does where the headphones should go? On my iPhone 7,
because
I had a charger thing.
They had the courage to remove the headphone port.
They're a fucking bunch of assholes. That's my review. If I was reviewing this thing, I would say...
Why I still have this thing right here. And I'm pointing to the headphone jack of my iPhone 6S. It's a reason I didn't go to that.
That's your... You have an iPhone 6... Wait a second.
Why do you have an iPhone... Where's your 7?
I'm surprised you don't have the 10.
For that specific... I have custom... I have in-ear monitors.
Okay.
The custom molded kind, you know, that fit your ear canal.
Yeah.
They're fucking great. It's like a dance club in your head.
Wow.
Separate drivers for the subs, for the low end. Separate drivers for the high end, so the frequencies don't get missed. I fucking love music. I'm an audiophile.
Okay.
So when I drum... A jack into here, put those in-ear monitors in, and I'm good to go. They do not... I mean, I'd have to have an adapter to make that experience happen.
No, so you don't like the iPhone 7?
Not ready for it. No, I wasn't ready to cut the headphone cable.
Is the 8 or the X, are they... Do they solve that? Do they fix that problem?
No, what you have to do is get remote earbuds.
Yes. Remotes, yeah.
Right. Yeah, which my wife just got me.
Get the AirPods?
I think I would like that.
The Beats?
I think I would
not
like that.
Not the Beats, just...
You get the little AirPods?
Just like the little two balls that I put in my ear.
Because, you know, I hate the cord, you know?
I was like, how do you feel about that?
I've got a ball in each ear.
I've got to jam these balls in my head.
It's bullshit.
So when they make that announcement yesterday, your side—I mean, that's like a sporting event to you. Like you'll tune into that.
The entire office, and they watch on every screen. We actually watched it live on Twitch.
Okay,
so you can see our reactions.
Do you guys
to it.
Like when they announce the iPhone X is coming out? Do you guys just all turn to each other and start fucking? Like, you're just like
the moment we hear one more thing. That's when the zippers are out. Like, we don't even know what it is. We hear one more thing, we're ready.
Like, they said iPhone... Here's the announcement. iPhone 8 is coming out. You all turned to each other and started fucking. And then they said, and the iPhone X, and you all had your orgasm.
Yeah, just we were
like,
done. We were done.
My God.
Yeah, call the Lyft. We're out of here.
Laying there smoking cigarettes. Yeah. Ooh, what a day.
Are you going to get an X?
I was tonguing my co-founder. I was tonguing his balls when they were talking about the new retail space. Because they're going to have leather mats now. When you walk in to look at Apple product, they're going to have new leather floor mats.
Really?
How fucking wonderful does that sound?
But what do they do?
So you can just
stand on.
So you can jizz everywhere, and it's easier to clean up.
Okay, I see. I thought you meant like, because that's the new thing now, right? The charge mats?
Yeah.
Right? Where you just put your phone on a mat and
your
charges?
Phone, your watch, your AirPods, everything.
Right.
One little mat to rule it all.
I need that shit.
That's why you can plug in and then charge at the same time.
I need that shit, because I'm one of those guys, like, I never know, first of all, just practically, I never know where anything is that I've laid it.
Yeah.
Right.
You could say that about my women, too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's
disgusting.
Thank you very
and
much.
I feel awkward, but I'm laughing to feel like a part
N-bomb,
of the guys.
N-bomb.
N-bomb.
He's encouraged.
He's triggered.
But, like, I could use that. Like, put all my stuff down on a mat. That also charges my stuff.
Sure.
See, that's the kind
of... another thing they announced yesterday, right?
They announced that product is going to come out sometime next year. It's not ready right away, because the power that you need to charge that many devices at the same time, it's a little tough to figure out. But that kind of technology... People always like to shit on Apple because, and I understand why. Because
they
do have a tendency to come out and say it's magic. We've figured it out. We now can charge things wirelessly. And I go, cool. My Sonicare toothbrush from 10 years ago has been doing that. So thank you, Apple, for figuring it out. But that said, when they install it into a device, if the device is remotely successful, and if history is our guide, iPhones tend to be.
Yes,
it is a game changer for that industry for that piece of technology. So. In a year or two's time, if it actually is working out, you're going to start seeing tables being sold at IKEA that feature that wireless, that inductive charging standard built right in. So forget having a mat. Let's just throw it down here. And then don't rest your arms on it or else you'll grow a set of teeth coming out of your forearm to have a conversation with.
Yeah.
But fine.
Unless you want something like that.
Unless
you got your Apple Watch on and then you put your arm on the table, right?
Exactly.
Then you charge it.
So
that's a future idea.
You still have to take your Apple Watch off to charge it. Like, you don't want to sit there like Kevin is. People can't see Kevin, but he's sitting very awkwardly with his arm.
My watch on the charge pad.
Depending upon the strength of the inductive charging, there are some technologies that will let you completely wirelessly charge something just by being in a room that is outfitted with that technology.
Sure.
Like, literally, you could be holding your phone in the air and it's charging. Now, I don't know that I want to take my health risk with that just yet.
So. That's
sounds like I'm
thing.
Standing in a microwave.
Sure.
But
have you ever had an idea before, like 5 years? Because, by the way, I had the idea for that contact lens that...
Oh, you did?
Like 3 decades ago.
Oh, did
ago.
You?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Like 3 decades ago.
Oh, okay.
And you, well, what did you do with this idea? Did you sketch it in a notebook? Did you?
No, I kept it right up here.
Write it on a piece of paper, fold it, and send it off, like giving right a Viking funeral?
Well, it was like, you know, like I also had the idea. I used to be like, I wish I could watch every episode of Miami Vice.
Right, okay.
And that's
and so basically sure. That's
20 years ago.
I think you're
that's
only
iTunes.
One. You're the
you figured
only one
it out.
Ever had that
I came
idea.
Up with iTunes and Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay. I came up with Black Mirror.
You're owed a lot of royalties.
I'm just saying. Is there something kicking around up there that you're like... Or have you had that before where you're like, I had that fucking Twitch idea 10
sure.
years ago?
Yeah, app ideas, platform ideas, technology ideas, sure. But you know, it's the execution. The ideas, I learned to let that go a long time ago.
There you go. It's all about the execution, Larry.
Yeah. Or lack thereof. Like, I wasn't proactive. I have a crazy idea for a pair of headphones that I've had for 15 years now.
Yeah.
And I still think it's viable. I'll just throw it out there.
Go. Yeah, go.
Someone else can build it because I'm clearly not going to fucking
you might,
do it.
But okay.
Yeah.
But no, I'm clearly not.
You got 40 people working for you now.
And I need 4,000 to okay. make these happen. But okay, so okay. the bear with me. The tiny little drivers that make sound come out of your cell phones. Those
right,
little speakers,
right. Little speakers,
right?
Yeah.
Arrange them. Think of like a disco ball, like a little dome over each ear.
Right.
And you have 40 of them, maybe
right.
60, however many you can cram in there, the same that you would put into an earbud, have them all around your ear,
okay,
right? Like
okay.
a dome around there. And some are tuned for high end, some are tuned for mid, some are tuned for low, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So you've got basically these giant speakers around your ears.
Right.
Then through a mix of software and that hardware, you could get hyper detailed with where, what sound is being triggered where, and
sure.
with real granularity. Instead of just two big speakers trying to emulate
yeah.
stereo
yeah.
on your headset, if you're gaming and a bullet is whizzing and hitting you just behind your head here,
right,
you
right.
could fire that speaker individually to trigger that sample or sound in that
okay.
area.
Surround okay. sound for your ears.
100%. And instead
right.
of trying to emulate that through reverb and software, you'd get the physical sound hitting the back of your ear and your body interpreting it the way
okay.
it normally would a sound
sure.
coming from
real
that
sound.
Area. So it's a mix of software and hardware, but giving you that many discrete channels of audio.
The,
I could
yeah.
see DJs mixing it so the low end not just sweeps from left to right with the bass line before a sweet drop.
Right.
Which is, I know how the
talk.
Kids speak.
That's
I get,
good talk right there.
I know Deadmau5.
Right.
We're friends. I DM him. So to have the bass sweep from...
By Deadmau5, do you mean Deadmau5?
By any other name.
Do you see? Do
I
you
know.
Fucking see?
Which, by the way, is what my brother loves country, and I love him for it. And I said, you've got to expand your horizons. He's like, bro, I've been this new guy. You would like him. It's like a really like digital sound. He's Deadmau5. He says to me. And it's not my favorite thing ever. I was like, do you mean Deadmau5? He's like, is that what? It's Deadmau5.
Deadmau5.
I was like, have you seen the album art? He's a giant fucking mouse.
It's not an S.
He wears, it's
a five. It's a five.
Nah, it's Deadmau5. Yeah. So that's an idea
sure.
that
I think
maybe
Dr. Dre did that though. Dr. Dre did.
Oh, is that what he did?
Yeah,
he
with
beat
the,
me to it.
Yeah. He executed.
He beat.
That's
me to
what
it.
He did. He executed.
He doesn't have this idea though. He doesn't have this idea.
But what
I guess
got?
So. Now he just got a
he
lot of
he listens to this podcast.
He's got a lot of bass.
Now he does.
Fire it. Oh, you're talking about this particular, the headphone thing?
Yeah.
I thought you meant you had an idea that
no,
Dr.
No,
Dre
yours,
didn't have.
Yours.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Yours is better.
Dre's
going to
steal that shit.
It could be interesting. It could be nothing.
I
maybe
love surround sound.
Maybe there's someone who goes, that's complete bullshit. But I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
No, because I remember watching Braveheart on surround sound. This is when I got convinced. We were in Sean Hopkins' house
okay.
up on Lookout Mountain.
Yeah.
And she had a great surround sound system. And I remember hearing like a bird tweet in the fucking distance,
right?
Some place, like, but to the right of me, and
yeah.
and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm sold!"
Right.
Like, that is beautiful to
yeah.
me. It's like, whoa,
right?
It's all about immersion, and if we're about augmented reality or VR, and about taking you away and putting you in another place, well, I mean, audio is a huge portion of that.
Yeah.
So to give a creator, a producer, or a game designer, or whoever, movie creators,
yeah.
to give them that level of control over what sound they're hearing, exactly where they're hearing it from, and is it that speaker dedicated to delivering a lower frequency sound so it's not muddling a higher frequency sound
sure.
that's coming off?
I have an idea for you.
Please.
I'm going to build on your idea.
Go.
Here's what we do.
Go. Hit me with it.
We take that technology.
Yes, sir.
And we develop it simultaneously while filming a horror movie.
Mm.
So, like, not even a horror movie, but a suspense, like a Silence yeah. of the Lambsy type thing, so that, like, you hear the, like, something click behind you, you turn around... Dude, be dope. It would be dope. No, but that's
I'm
right.
Calling
that's
Dead
right.
Mouth
like,
5.
I would watch Dead Mouth 5.
I'm calling Dead Mouth 5 to
fuck
score
Dead
it.
Dead Mouth
He's
5.
He's going to score. What?
I hate Dead Mouth
5.
What?
He's already dead.
He's dead?
Mouth 5 died. Yeah.
He did?
That's what he's
now. Now 6.
He's now exactly on to
No, they jumped to X.
Dead Mouth X.
Dead Mouth. Fucking poor Dead Mouth 5.
But yeah, but think about the anything. Yes, horror movies. Sure. Music. Video games. Anything. Give you that granular. Then maybe a little Taptic engine in the headphones. So if you want a little percussive thump or whatever to go along with it. There's just
sure.
There's a lot that can be done.
But that's going to happen.
And I'm not going to do it.
All that shit's going
to
happen.
Someone's going to. I hope
Without
someone
you.
Takes that idea and does it because I'd right. actually like to use that device. I want
somebody's.
That
I mean, you got sound guys sitting in these mix rooms and they've, you know, they all do that kind of shit. They're going to make that
they
shit.
They just sit around and solder?
They do.
There's
hey,
a bunch of sound guys.
Let's
yeah,
put
soldering.
That sound over there.
Hey,
let's put this on. Wait, it'd be great if I could have headphones doing it. Wow, that'd be a great idea. See? I mean, you know.
Oh, shit. So someone's already doing
someone's
it.
Someone's on it.
See, remember that, kids. Anytime you get inspired, just know someone's yeah. already fucking
That's
doing
the
it.
That's the thing. That's yeah. the thing. It's not execution. It's not idea.
Big pharma.
Well, someone's already doing it.
It actually is the truth. It's like when we've had this happen to us before. It's like if you have a
nihilism.
If you have a creative idea,
yeah.
you have to execute immediately.
Yeah.
Because chances are you're not the first person to have it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And somebody's already doing it. So yeah. you've got to, if you're going to make any money, you got to go right this yeah. second. So if you have an idea, do it right now.
That's for the people out there.
That's for the people out there.
Actually, if you're hearing this, this is not live, so the idea is already old. The idea yeah. to do it right now is already old. So
if you have an idea, sorry, folks. Yeah,
you should have done it.
It's over.
Too late.
It's over.
What an inspirational poster.
Yeah.
I'm going to go buy the iPhone X then. Just do it.
And then you can breathe heavy into the mic.
Yeah,
God, that was the best breathe you've ever done in the 244 episodes.
It was a very
episodes.
Declarative statement. I'm going to go get the X.
I want an app. I want an app, the Heffernan app, that you just say something into it, and then it'll put a deep breath. It's the shit emoji and a deep breath.
Okay.
A deep sigh of everything.
That'd be great.
I love that, yeah.
That's great. It's like the ocean. It'll put you to sleep. It's like white noise.
The ocean, like Frank Ocean? I don't know. Keep going.
What are you talking
the
about?
The Weekend?
Huh? Mm-hmm. So you're not a guy then that goes out and buys that phone. Like you're not the guy who stands in line to be the first
no.
one to get those phones.
No, never.
I thought maybe you'd
he
be
sends
that guy.
Someone to do it.
Exactly.
I thought you might.
Yeah.
Be
he sends
guy.
One of his 40
no,
crew.
Task Rabbit.
Didn't Brian
Just
Cox
get him out there?
Didn't Brian Cox do that when we were shooting Super Troopers?
Yes and no. Yes and no.
He sent his assistant to go stand in line.
He didn't send him. His assistant wanted it for himself, and he let his assistant go. And his assistant
and said, "Hey, grab
got
one
for him." And
stayed on. But it was the assistant who wanted it. And he was there like...
That's the iPhone 7. I remember we were shooting Super Troopers and,
yeah.
and he sent his assistant. Yeah,
that's this thing that I bought and cracked within the first 2 days I had it.
What about that? Are they going to make the glass not crack when you drop it or what? That's
I mean,
a big thing.
To a degree, but
a big thing.
They're not necessarily incentivized to do that.
Why not?
Repair. Selling AppleCare, getting you in their stores to buy a new screen. That's fine. They're incentivized to make sure the whole thing doesn't break. But the glass, you're now accustomed to paying $100.
Kev, we're not. It's not 1933 anymore, where things are built to last a lifetime.
Apple, it just can't. I wish I would have read the whole thing. The headline on it was essentially Apple argued in a court case that their devices are only designed to last a year.
Really?
Like that's they're saying, hey, look, it's out there. We cover basic stuff for a year. Beyond that,
but in terms of technology, also though, isn't that, I mean, in the case like the technology moves so fast that
well,
really,
look, but your battery degraded. Like you're going to get 17 hours of battery. That's great, and it lasts that way for about 3 months.
Right.
And you notice, like, I feel like I'm not getting enough battery.
Right,
and
right,
suddenly,
right.
a year later, your phone lasts 2 hours. You've got to have it constantly plugged
sure.
in. Their argument was, this shit's supposed to last about a year. Beyond that, you're on your own.
Yeah, believe me, when I talked about 1933, I wasn't just stretching there. Like, that companies realized they weren't making money because they were making things that were built to last.
Right.
And so they stopped doing that.
Yeah.
They started building things to self-destruct.
Ford was the last one to do that. Was that Chevy? Whose motto was it? Built to last.
Built to last.
And then they
Ford
stopped
tough,
it. Like, fuck
Ram
this.
Ram tough. Dodge.
Ram tough.
Dodge. Yeah.
Sam Elliott. I think Sam Elliott. That's his motto.
That's the microbrew guy? That's Sam Adams.
Sam Adams.
But Sam Elliott does
Coors.
The
mustache guy.
Chris Elliott?
Yeah. Don't even. You can't. That's Sam. Well, I love
don't
Sam, Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
Don't touch Sam Elliott.
I don't actually.
Wait, do you not know who Sam Elliott is?
Who is Sam Elliott?
Don't know Sam Elliott?
I don't know who Sam Elliott
is. He's a famous actor. But you see the Big Lebowski, for example?
Yeah.
He's the cowboy.
With the mustache.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's built to last.
Yeah, he talks like
he's, but he does all the voice. He does Coors and
Dodge Ram Tough.
And beef. It's what's for dinner.
That was him, too?
That's him, too.
Yeah.
He does them all.
Good run.
The dude abides.
The dude abides.
I take comfort in that.
Take comfort in that.
Yeah. What else you got on there? You got questions on there?
You have an out. What time's your out?
I got 5.
You have 5
is
minutes.
That cool?
Okay. Yeah. No. We can wrap. I mean, like,
we should do it. We should do a segment called 5 with Kevin.
Five Ooh. With Kev.
We'll start it today, and then you can take it
How
over.
How about Cinco?
Actually, guys, there's another podcast that's already doing that. They had the idea. I'm sorry. And that's what I'm late
See?
To. So if we could.
See, if you got to do it fast, you got to go faster.
Four and a quarter with Kevin. And
I got to go faster.
No, I'm gonna say I hit a lot of things. Is there anything else you want? We got Sidestream. We got Attack.
Yeah.
We got projects. What else? What are we talking about? Do you want any projects you want to talk about or no? We got Sidestream. We got Attack of the Show.
Yeah,
but it's not called Attack of the Show. It's called The Attack.
Yeah, okay. It's as close as I could get.
And where
can sued.
We can watch it on Disney.
And Twitch.
If people go to theattack.tv, they can get all the information. They can see our Patreon. They can see all of our shows. They can get information
what's
as to
Patreon?
When it's...
What's that?
Patreon? Yeah. You guys know about Patreon?
No, what is that?
You guys should have a
Do you
Patreon.
Know what it is? Do you know what it is?
You guys should have a Patreon.
Do you know what it is? I don't know what it is.
It's like Katie knows everything.
You know Kickstarter.
Yes,
okay.
Very well.
You know Kickstarter.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's like Kickstarter for artists, directly supporting them. So it would be like if the Troopers had a Patreon, people could back you at $5 a month, $10 a month, $1,000 a month, whatever tier is.
Right.
And then you, in turn, give them exclusive access to things or special rewards that only certain backers get.
So those are your super fans. Those are your uber fans.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's great.
We should do that for our live tour.
You guys should
Patreons?
Absolutely have one. And that's another thing that we do.
Okay.
We manage Patreon.
Did you invent
campaigns.
That? Did you invent that?
No, but I am building something.
But it sounds like Patreon is like a lifelong thing. Like it's not like I have a month to raise this thing. You're saying Patreon is a constant.
It's an ebb and flow. Yeah, you can either go by project, like, hey, we're trying to raise X amount of dollars for this month, you know, or for this item, and if it takes us 6 months to do it, so be it. Or you can have an ongoing campaign.
Huh. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
And now, do you go around and
door to door?
Yeah, like
with flyers.
Like, just do appearances to get your word out. Do you go to the Comic Cons anymore and all kinds of? I mean,
not
you used
really.
To do that a lot, right?
Yeah, I used to. I burnt out real fast.
Real
on
that. I guess
real
you do.
Real fast. Yeah. I'm not. I'm a super nerd about certain things.
Yeah.
Certain pieces of tech, video games, even businesses and whatnot. Like, I'm a nerd about that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like comics or superhero movies or things like that, the normal kind of Comic-Con stuff, I'm not
You're
super
not
keyed
that.
In. I'm yeah, not super
yeah,
keyed in. I'm not
yeah.
against it.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
sure.
Just not, I'm not a super fan about it. So the idea of going to Comic-Con to wait in line for Hall H or no. I'll send somebody. I'll use an app.
Yeah.
Someone goes to Hall H for me. They give me the notes later.
Right. Yeah.
What I'm video fine. Game are you playing now?
Destiny 2. And Battlegrounds. Either of those ringing a bell?
Destiny 2.
It's a sequel to Destiny.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
I've seen the commercial.
Yeah. It's a space grind. You shoot aliens and you get cool weapons. And then your buddy comes along and his weapon's cooler than yours. And you're like, fuck, there goes another 4 hours of my life because I need my weapon to glow like his does.
Yeah.
That's all that is. Battlegrounds is fucking awesome. You fall out of a plane. There's you and 99 other people. You scavenge for weapons and loot and gear in Russia. And then you murder each other as the playing field gets smaller and smaller over time.
And these are 99 other users. It's not just...
No, these are 99, real people. I mean, you can squad up, you know, four-person teams, eight-person teams, two-person teams,
How do you
whatever.
Even approach anybody to do that?
Squad up?
Yeah, are you just killing everybody that comes near you?
No, you launch into the game as a squad. So you'd call your friends or whatever, you'd message them and say, hey, let's go play some Battlegrounds. Then you group up, then you all jump out of a plane
But you
together.
Might turn on each other.
You could.
Does that happen?
I mean, you're going to,
you
right?
You could. No. So if you're in a squad and you're the last, let's say there's eight people left, two teams of four. You kill the four other guys, your whole team wins. You don't have to you don't have to turn on your own teammates at the last minute.
Right.
Okay.
And what do you get?
Could.
What do you get
you
for
might
winning?
As well.
A chicken dinner.
Pride?
No, it literally says winner winner chicken dinner. So now it's like a big deal. You go like, "I got my chicken dinner."
Kevin, you and I should be a squad.
If please come by my place and play Battlegrounds. We'll have the machine set up. Please come play Battlegrounds.
Is it?
I'd love to show you how to play.
Would I be able to figure it out? I mean,
I'll coach you.
I'm savvy.
I'll guide
guy.
You. Yeah, you mouse and keyboard.
Yes, got it. I know
to
them.
Aim and shoot.
I know them.
You're familiar with them?
Yes,
like,
I am.
Can you do joystick? I like a joystick.
You can. I don't recommend it for that game specifically, but you could.
Okay,
you could. We can set that up.
Do you think there's ever a scenario where like a squad of 98 drops in and they're like, we're just going to kill the one guy? And there's one unsuspecting guy. He doesn't realize that he's up against a team of 98.
But that's a great movie because then he fucking takes them all out. Ooh. He takes out all 98.
I love that shit. By the way,
98 against one.
By the way, this is a great
John Wick.
This would be a great movie though for specifically for Twitch.
Right.
It's like we're going to play the video game. But we're going to cast it with a squad of 98 versus one guy, and we're going to do it on screen, play it out like a Rambo type thing.
Sure,
but you could only you can't really show that movie in the theater, but you can show it on Twitch.
Yeah,
shit, or we could just do it live.
You better just do it now, or else someone's going to come.
Guys,
with an idea.
I want to back your Patreon for this movie.
Okay,
how do I do that?
Because here's what we're going to need. Here's what we're going to need.
Oh, now he's breaking it down.
Yeah, 98 people.
We're going to need the best battleground player in the world to be the one person.
Sure. Yeah.
Van Damme.
And then we're going to get 98 guys like us who have never played before.
Okay.
And see, and basically it's like Rambo.
Like a pros versus Joes. It's a this pro versus the average Joe. Let's see if you can survive 98 of them.
Right. Yeah.
I love that.
And we're just playing for the first time.
I love that.
Does it have to be 99 though? Could it be like 42?
You can custom servers? Sure.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
You could also say no weapons where you just punch each other to death. Okay. There's a lot of, you can customize.
You talk?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but our thing's, going to be called.
it's all sanctions.
Okay.
It's hours of sanctions.
Diplomacy is a very good. Yeah. It's a very
That'll be Kevin.
Tool.
Kevin's going to be the first guy.
Very powerful tool.
Let's go. Actually, we should try.
I won Battlegrounds with diplomacy.
There is in-game voice chat, so there's no shortage of funny clips of guys like driving a Jeep and then a squad pops out and they get out of the vehicle, take your pants off, remove your backpack, drop your weapons. We're not going to kill you, but you better do what we say. And they play along. It becomes a weird fetishy role play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Now touch your toes.
That's going to be you. That's your part.
I don't know.
You can be that guy.
All right, prayer's got to go. He's got a very important meeting.
You had a whole thing. What did you have on there? That's
I did.
Wonderful.
I hit it. Side stream. I did it. Yep, we did it. Yeah. We did. Are you still podcasting? Are you podcasting
I'm
still?
Not. It's coming back. I'm building out that room. I'm building out a whole studio.
In the studio?
Yeah, so I have a place to do it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Come back.
Okay, podcasting, shows, tech, iPhones. We talked about iPhone.
We did talk about it.
Comic Con, I brought up. Okay, we're good. Studio. We talked about your studio.
Look at that. Look at that.
Cross it off. Cross it off.
I nailed it all.
Woo!
We did it. And he's got to go to a high powered meeting right now.
Dude, but the studios.
This is where I find out about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the next 3 years of my life.
Okay, that's exciting. Yeah. That's why he's looking good today. Because it's not for you, it's for them.
I
like to think that I look okay every day.
You do. You actually
does
do.
The question is, does he smell good? That's the real. Actually, do you smell good?
I smell like activated charcoal. I was told that I smell like a Cafe Gratitude or a dispensary because I'm going with. Yeah, I smell. It's all organic. I went away from the aluminum.
Yeah.
So now it's activated charcoal deodorant.
Okay.
With some
should
oils.
Should I try that? Should I try it?
You should. I mean, you're still going
to
sweat.
It can't handle. You need synthetic to handle your
shit. That's the thing. I don't know.
You're going to sweat. You're going to sweat, but the charcoal does a pretty good job of actually absorbing the.
There's charcoal and parsley, and the parsley naturally makes you smell good. Yeah, for you.
Oh, charcoal and parsley flavored deodorant?
And sea urchin scales.
I love that.
To neutralize the poison in your stinky-ass fucking sweaty armpits.
All right.
Yeah, they can handle the salt. That's why sea urchins don't smell when you pull them
out
of the ocean.
Holy shit, this is something we can invent. We can make a new deodorant.
Extra strength natural deodorant. Sea urchin scales.
Fat guy organic deodorant.
Whoa! It'll never work.
It'll never work.
Nothing can stop those armpits.
Stupid idea.
That's the commercial right there. It's like you have a sweaty dude. Like nothing can stop these sweaty armpits. And then Pereira walks in with his sea urchin deodorant.
Charcoal, parsley deodorant.
Yeah, here you go.
I like just slapping a live sea urchin to the armpit.
Yeah,
like and massaging.
Write it down.
Yeah, get it down.
Meanwhile, there's a studio full of executives waiting for him to show up, and he's listening to us talk about charcoal.
This is the real deal.
This is the real real right here. What if you find out that Pereira sells this product to Disney?
I'd buy it.
Wouldn't work. It'll never work.
Okay.
You, all right.
Let's chew something on the way
out. Pereira, thanks for coming over here and shooting the shit with us, man.
Appreciate it.
Always good. Always fun.
All right.
What are you eating? Saltwater taffy.
I'm eating fried calamari.
Oh. You are? Because you've been talking about it so much?
What do you think?
Is that really?
Yeah. That's exactly
what I'm eating.
Okay. All right. What are you eating?
Parsley. Just going to chew it.
Okay. What are you eating?
A saltwater taffy.
Okay.
Oh, that's gonna, I keep a little jar of it.
That's going to get your teeth all fucked up.
Love it.
You love saltwater taffy?
I do. It's a guilty pleasure.
Go to Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. They've got great saltwater taffy.
Okay. Yeah, go there right now.
Yeah. After your meeting.
Let me cancel this meeting. Hold on.
No, send somebody to get it.
Oh, good idea.
I need light bulbs and taffy. Let's go.
That's it.
Get on a plane. Get on a plane. All right. Let's chew it on the way out.
Good calamari.
A little bit of
sweet jalapeno in it.
This is actually hurting my teeth. You're right.
Yeah, it's got to hurt your teeth.
You got to get that Rehoboth Beach saltwater.
Thank you, Kevin Pereira. We'll talk to everyone next week.
Pereira.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.